Welcome to the Business Isn't Usual podcast by Rightway. I'm your host, Stuart Wilkinson. Today is the start of a three-part series which is all focused about how you hit your goals over the next 12 months. And it's important as we enter the new financial year. We've caught up with all our business partners across the country to put this series together. Our first episode is about understanding long-term goals and looking at the details on how you get there. And in this episode, we have Shelley Dixon, who's our Chief of Business Development, and Craig Wilson, who's our Senior Business Partner from Christchurch, talking about this topic. Make sure you subscribe to Rightway wherever you listen to this podcast so you can keep up to date with the next two episodes, which will be coming out over the next fortnight. And make sure you check us out on all the social media channels. If you want to have a chat with us about your goals or any questions that you have about this podcast, check us out at www.rightway.co.nz. Shelley, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, Stu, for having me. It's nice to be back on in 2021. New year, new start.
In 2021. Right? Yeah. And we're catching up with all our partners at the start of the year. And, you know, it's a time of year where people have reflected. They've got some goals and targets for 2021. And we've asked this question to all our partners on, and many of you guys have had conversations and planning and strategy sessions already with customers on this very topic of how they move forward in their business. So what has been the sort of themes you've had, or is advice or tips, or what's the sort of discussion points you've had with customers,
Shelley? Yeah, good question. I've got a little bit of a list sitting here in front of me, because like we've
unlike you, Shelley, to come super organized.
Well, I kind of think, what have I been talking to people about since the start of 2021? And can't believe it's the middle of February already. It just goes by in the blink of an eye, right? But I think, first of all, for me, you have to understand your own business. And it seems like a really silly thing to say, but what's your industry? What's your environment like in the industry? What market are you actually playing in? Because we've had COVID, it's like earthquakes. There's winners and losers out of all of these pandemics, disasters. So what market are you playing in right now? Do you need to adjust some of your thinking and strategy around that? What's the environment like for you going forward? I think our things we should ask ourselves, regardless of what's happening around us, is a good place to start. And then I guess the question off the back of that is, where do you actually want to be? So we're starting a new year, we've got new goals, where do we want to focus on for the next 12 months, and what does that look like? From there, it's about understanding yourself as a business owner, and where are you at in your journey? So everyone will be at different stages. Maybe you're new to business and so your journey is fresh and it's starting. Maybe you're at the end of your journey and you're now thinking about succession planning. So what does that actually look like? And everything in between. Because those top three things, your business, where you want to be, and you, are key to your success in 2021, in my mind. And then it's about your team. You know, where are they at also within their life cycle of your business? Where do they want to develop and head? And what's important to them as individuals working for you? I think past that, like lots of things I know, and they're all quite big things, but I think it's where are your opportunities for growth within your product or service offering? Where do you see the growth markets? Do you need to change tack? Do you need to market yourself differently? And what are the gaps across the board for your business? What are the gaps that you need to really focus on, the key areas for you? And then the most important thing, I guess, for me is checking in with yourself. How are you doing yourself and your own mental health and well-being? Because, you know, we've come through COVID, we're on the other side. Everyone wants to push forward to a better year. Everyone's hoping that 2021 is going to be great. So how do you ensure that that is your outcome for you? And what do you need to do to look after yourself? So they are the things for me. And I think most of those things, they're big questions, and maybe you need some help to work through some of those things. But without asking those questions of yourself and being honest with the answers, I don't know that you achieve the goals that you want to for 2021 without asking those things.
It's interesting, Shelley, you've started very much on the now. Like, where are we today? What are we faced with? What's going on in the world? You know, we've, and I guess that there's some obvious trends and habit change we've seen on the movement to online as a classic example. There was reports out today about the increase in online, and most of that increase on online has come from the over 65 market, which,
not women shopping. How unique.
Not women shopping. But, and as they said, well, if that's the trend, that even that segment, which you would argue is the final part, that means that we're starting to see that as now the norm. So,
yes.
But it is interesting that that is the first place you're starting, is where are we today before we even start looking at the far apart? Do you find for business owners they look too far forward, which I think sounds an odd thing based on this subject of this podcast, but they actually really haven't got a sense of the today and what's going on in their business?
Yeah, I feel like lots of business owners know what the end of the rainbow looks like for them. Like that they've got their pot of gold in sight, but actually to get to the pot of gold, there's a massive journey that has to happen. And the journey starts with you being honest about where you are today, because that's different for everybody. Everyone's at a different stage. Everyone's had different changes. Maybe you're completely changing direction from where you were before. So I guess the now at the start of the year for me is actually true. That's where you should start. I think you can put out a five-year goal, don't get me wrong, but where are you today and what are you going to achieve in this 12 months of that five-year goal is really important.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks for your time, Shells, and as always, excellent advice, and thanks for being back on the podcast.
No worries.
Craig, welcome to the podcast. First time.
First time ever.
Awesome.
First time ever.
First time podcast?
First time podcast. Good. Absolutely.
Good. We'll change that. Don't worry. So, Craig, we've been catching up with all our partners, and since also we all caught up about a couple of weeks ago, around, you know, at that time of year where clients are coming back from Christmas and also after 2020 have some, you know, different goals and have changed maybe their aspirations for their business leading for 2021 and beyond. And it's a time of year where we're having a lot of those type of conversations with clients. Like, from the conversations you've had, Craig, and what's the sort of advice and approach you've taken with your clients and on how to hit their goals and targets for 2021?
Yeah, like it's a really key topic area, and like and I think too, most people are now at that point where they understand what if any effects the COVID environment are going to have on their business. You know, give or take, you know, the new iterations and the days changing, but more by and large, they kind of have a sense of where they're at. And like, I think they can start to do some of that more short-term, medium-term planning. And like, I think it's about getting back to the basics of setting those goals. They kind of have an understanding of where their market and their customer base is. And really sort of digesting those goals and actually trying to making them relevant for the environment that they're in, making them measurable, trying to hold themselves accountable to it, and really just kind of, you know, it's not business as usual, but it's certainly this is business as usual for the environment they were in, and making the most of that. And look, and a lot of them are seeing, you know, good growth opportunities. You know, the banks have got lots of money, so there seems to be some really high demand going on in some of those markets.
So with that point there, Craig, and obviously your background is in banking. There is obviously, you know, that willingness, or there's money out there, there's capital you can get. But I guess there is obviously, as you mentioned, a little bit more confidence that we're kind of through the worst of it, but that overarching fear that things maybe could change quickly. How do you think people plan for something that might be more of an investment, taking on some maybe a bit more debt to further their business, but also bearing in mind that there's probably still a little bit of pessimism about, oh, what happens, what if scenario. So how would you deal with a customer that goes, hey, I want to grow and I've got some really good ideas and I've got some good plans around that, but the what if scenario is still there?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I think it still comes back to the underlying the viability of the business as a whole. Like, if you understand the key components of what makes your business tick, you know, the demand, what's your customer base doing, what's driving some of those demand activities, you know, do you understand the mechanics of what makes your business profitable? Having a really strong focus around the controllables, so, you know, employees, cost. And really it's about querying those costs and actually testing that they still hold true, having those conversation with suppliers, you know, and the challenge for a business that's got some growth is that, you know, they might be forecasting 5 or 10% growth, and really challenge whether that growth then drives a 5 or 10% growth in cost. You know, sometimes that growth actually should be, in real terms, a little bit cheaper to get. So you should actually be able to get two bites at the cherry. So you get that increase in revenue and profitability. But if you do some work on the cost side of it, it actually makes it more profitable growth. And there's some real simple scenarios that, you know, have those conversations with suppliers and say, you know, maybe you're buying more, so maybe that gets you into a better price break category. Maybe if you change your payment terms, so if you're currently paying your suppliers on 20th of the following, what sort of discount if you pay it on 7 days or 14 days or that kind of thing. So really simple things that a lot of times people don't ask the question that could actually, you know, drive some bottom line profitability.
Yeah. I guess a bit of a tangent from that, Craig, is you've talked about that growth then turning actually into increased potentially margin and increased profitability actually going down into that bucket there. We know that there are certain industries and sectors that have done very well in the last 6 months. You know, with there's plenty of stats even that the retail industry and certain sectors of retail have come back really strong. Some of the building industries come really back really strong. And I guess some of them, there's plenty of stories we've heard at an individual level where there's record-breaking sales levels being met in certain places. I guess there is part of the message there, though, Craig, is while, you know, you're making hay here, that's great at the top line. Is this also a time to make sure you're reflecting and reviewing that this is turning into an increased profitability and you're actually making your business is more viable is not the right word, but it's actually translating into real profitability for your business, because growth can get to a point where it's actually becoming a bit unprofitable sometimes.
Yeah, look, absolutely. And that's the real challenge for a lot of business owners, is that things get busier and they're selling more and they're growing. And look, that's certainly the time when you need to then reflect and challenge some of those internal processes. You know, is my debt, am I on top of debt collection? Am I on top of debtors? You know, what's happening to cash flow? You know, that's the time when you really get to sort of test those underlying philosophies around how profitable your business is. And the mistake a lot of businesses make is they assume all growth is good. The real challenge is to make sure that growth's profitable and it's sustainable. Or it's having that honest conversation and saying, actually, we are in a purple patch. We don't think it might last this long, so let's make sure that we take advantage of it, but not change the dynamics of how the business operates too much, where we don't, you know, take on a whole lot of additional costs thinking that this is going to be ongoing, because growth isn't fundamentally ongoing every year, year on year. It's about making sure that you've got that balance right.
Yeah, awesome. Well, Craig, look, short and sharp today, and thanks very much for your time and your ideas for the business owners. So thanks very much for being on the podcast.
No problem at all.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Business Isn't Usual podcast by Rightway. If you want any more information about the topics we discussed, check us out at www.rightway.co.nz and you can get in contact with any of our business partners from there. Make sure you subscribe to the platform where you're listening to this podcast so you get the episodes that are coming out over the next 2 weeks.